when the devil come to take you out. Stand on Romans. Come on with it. We're going to have to stand on this. So we see when the devil comes up to you, all you have to do to put the devil back on his place is put the word on the devil. And that's what I begin to say, by my Father's stripe, I am healed. By my Father's stripe, I am healed. All of that rascal had my tongue all back in my mouth. I am healed. Put the word back on the devil. The devil has to honor the word. The word has to be honored. Do you hear what we're saying here tonight? The word must be honored. That's why the devil, when he came to this earth, he went to God. We need someone that we could do it. Just pull it up just a minute. Is that all right to do it the way I'm going to do it tonight? I want to break it down so it can come to you. Why? When he was tempted. Let's look at the first temptation. See, the Bible, the devil knew that Jesus, he had got kicked out of heaven. In fact, Jesus said, I saw him as he fell like lightning. I kicked him out. So, when he came down, the first temptation, see, the Bible says Jesus went away into the wilderness where he was fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And anytime you fast that period of time, you're going to get weak. And the devil is always looking for our weakness. He's looking around every time for your weaknesses. Okay. And he had been looking at Bishop Marbury's weakness. Saints wearing me out. They ain't getting no sleep. Ain't had a decent night's sleep all last week. And this week started off the same way. Sleep. No sleep, no rest. And there was the devil right there. Come on with it. Anybody got it?
Matthew 4:1.
Come on. See, Jesus didn't go down and say, I believe I fast 40 days. But he was led by the Holy Ghost to go and fast. Y'all hear what it said? Come on.
To be tempted
and God wanted him to be tempted. You have to be tempted. First thing folks say, you must have sinned. But you must go to the next level to graduate from one level to another. You have to be tempted and you must pass the test.
Amen.
Come on.
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry.
Now, naturally, if you ain't ate nothing and drank nothing in 40 days, that the devil knows that, I bet you I can get him right now.
Amen.
That was his thinking. This man has, I've been watching him. Ain't nothing went in his mouth, whether it was drink or no water and no food. So, come on.
And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, commanded these stones.
So he said, I sort of think you are that man that kicked me out of heaven.
Yes.
So if you be who I think you are, do what?
Commanded these stones be made bread.
See, he already knew the power of God. That's why the devil, he knowledge, he know you got the Holy Ghost, but he watches you and tempt you all the time to get you weak.
Amen.
Mm-mm. So he said, if you be who I think you is, take this rock and get you some bread.
Yes.
And chew it up for me. Let me see it. Yes. Let me check you out. Come on.
But he answered and said.
But listen what Jesus did. He turned right around and did what I just told you a few minutes ago. He put the word back on the devil.
Yes.
Come on.
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
Then the
devil tucked his tail in and said, let me get me another angle to check him out. That angle ain't going to stop just there. Come on.
Then the devil taketh him up into the Holy
Spirit. Okay, come on up here. Follow me. Let me check you out some more. I heard what you said, but come on up here.
And set him on the pinnacle of the temple and saith unto
him. Took him up on the pinnacle of the temple.
If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down.
Jump off there.
For it is written.
Because I saw in the Bible myself.
He shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up.
An angel will come and catch you if you who I think you are.
lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Because it said you won't even stomp your toe.
Jesus said unto him,
he throw the word back on him. Word, saints.
It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again?
Devil ain't went through again.
The devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world.
Look here. Listen, I'm going to watch this here now. Wait, let me explain this, but let's see. I want you to start watching something right here. He says, showed him all the kings of the world, all his goodies and things that's in this world. But listen what the devil claimed.
And the glory of them.
Showed you, look here, man, there's gold up there. This is there. And what else did he say?
And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee.
He said, this is God's creation, but he said, I'll give you all of those things if you want.
If thou will fall down.
All I want you to do
is fall down and worship
me. I want you to jump on your knees
and worship me.
And worship me. And that's what God wants. He's trying to, that's what the devil will be trying to get each and every one of us to do. Believe God and fall down and worship him.
Yes.
Y'all hear that? But let's see what God's saying.
Then saith Jesus unto him,
enough is enough.
Get thee hence, Satan.
Get enough is enough. You get your rein out of here.
For it is written.
For it is written.
Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only.
And you know the words. You know who I am. Now you get out of here.
Yes.
But listen, what did the devil obey?
Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him.
He had angels come and minister to him. Come on here. Do y'all hear what we're saying here tonight? That's why the Bible tells us don't be wise and don't fall to the tricks of the devil. The devil has no power except that power which God has given unto him. And he said, once you receive his Holy Ghost, you have power to tread up on that serpent. You have the power to put that serpent up under your feet. But we got the Bible says we're going to have to fight that good fight. This is a spiritual warfare. It ain't like somebody coming. The devil can use other folks to do your dirty work, but he can sometimes come and do it himself. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
And God wants you now to become strong soldiers. That's the message tonight. The Bible says, be ye strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Even when the devil choking you, they got old cartoon, one of the mechanics got in his bait. Where there's something, a fish had grabbed somebody and had got him in his, had his head in his mouth. But the rascal got grabbed a hold to his neck and was choking him. And as long as he was choking him, he couldn't swallow him. And that's why we have to be wiser than that devil. As long as I'm pleading the blood upon you, Satan, you ain't going to be able to keep up. You ain't going to be able to bust this hard. You ain't going to be able to do this now. The same thing, and when those finances are down, the Bible says we all you got to do is, you've been paying your tithe. He said you can bombard heaven, and he said he'll open up that door, and somebody going to come and bring you what you need. You can stand on that word when you're doing what the Lord has told you to do. There's been a many times, Bishop don't know where something coming. But I never lose. I never have backsliding on my mind. Sometimes it waits till the last moment. And hear that blessing that I've been looking for. It'll be right there. He might not be there when you want it. But the Bible, as old song said, it'll always be there on time. That's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get somebody to have that faith. See, sometimes, even the preacher be telling you to do things. Sometimes we don't want to do it. But Paul told his people to follow him as he followed Christ. I remember back in the Old Testament, I can't remember how it goes. But there's a God that told the man of God how he wanted them to take the city. And I believe somebody want to try to find where I'm coming by. I believe it was Jericho, wasn't it? Jericho. And they had certain things to do that looked real stupid. And that's why the Bible said God takes the foolish things to confound who? The wise folks. And that's why we, sometimes the people don't believe, they come into church and they see us jumping and shouting and it looks like stupidity there. You stupid people, you're standing up there, I don't see what you're feeling for, no way. And they bind in the services because they won't get into the service. They was told how they had to march around the city there. And the soldiers was laid back and said, look at them stupid, oh Lord, look at Jesus Christ. Get nobody to see that. Glory to God. They watched him for 6 days. Wouldn't even kill him. Because that day they stupid. Marching around here singing songs and hymns and stuff. But the Bible said on the seventh day when you do your march, he said, I want you to shout. And he said, the wall's going to come down. The city is yours. And they did just that. They did that. And they took the city. See, some things that you've seen, that's why the Bible says again, faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, they couldn't even see with all those armed soldiers, them having that city. But the man of God said, we're going to do what God said do. And when they did it, the walls came down and the enemy was confounded. They probably just gave up. And God wants us to do the same thing, to step out and walk on the water, say.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
We're going to pick it up at the first verse. The 13 verses here we're going to read. The word says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him, but to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Question, verily or surely I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Whereas what Jesus was prophesying that temple was going to fall and be demolished. And as he set up on another setting here, different from the one we just read, and as he set up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately. No other people were there, in other words, but the disciples, saying, and they asked the question, tell us, when shall these things be? What was this? And what shall be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And when they do this, they shall deceive many, he says. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end, what, is not yet. He went on to say, and again, these are conditions of the last age, the last, before he do come, saints, however. He went on to say that for nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Aren't we in those times, saints? He went on to say, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations And that's nations. The word nations is symbolic of people for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And he went on to say, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. How many know how many cold-hearted people? You only have to do is look on TV to see how cold-hearted people are today. Killing their own children. Just the devil is at war. The devil is on the rampage. But what God is trying to tell us, don't be discouraged. 13th verse says that. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same what? Shall be what? How many want to be saved? So what we said, the race is not given to the swift, but he that would endure to the end. Father, again, we come before you again, Jesus, ask you, Lord, to bless us tonight. We need a blessing, God. Some of us came from far and near, and the enemy's been trying to take us away out of this fast all day, but God, we thank you for those that have made it, those that have come up into the house of the anointed. God, we thank you right now, and we thank you in advance what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So we see here that Jesus was speaking to his disciples at that time. And we look into the Bible tells me that 70 years after, if you look at history, 70 years after Jesus had spoke those words, that the temple was torn down. And he had warned those people in that day, be careful and hope not that your flight when you're running would not be on the Sabbath day. But again, a lot of people say, well, I don't know too much about that. But the point is, those people suffered. And we're going to suffer. There's going to be some suffering from us, too, before God come back. You can look at the TV. I believe I saw something on the TV the other day where they're talking about outlawing some of the church work and some of the people that's in church at different churches that they want to cut it out. But, you know, history has a way of returning or coming around, turning around again. So don't think you have escaped, because the Bible says you are to be persecuted for my name's sake, because you're the Jesus-only bunch, as they were want to call us. But I don't know no other God but Jesus. And I believe Jesus, when those saints were running in the Old Testament out of Egypt, and that's what we're trying to tell someone tonight, you need to be encouraged, not discouraged. And I'm coming to encourage somebody tonight that you're going to have to stay in the race, because the word has already told you if you would endure and stay in the race, the same ones that do that shall what? Be saved. How many want to be saved? See, the church world is hollering, you saved already, but God says you got to endure, because the devil is out there and he wants to take you out of the race. The devil wants to take us out of the race. But that's what we're going to have to. We're going to have to, when that devil go to throwing a right hook, you throw him one left one. You duck and throw him another. When that devil tried to tell you to come off this fast, you sneak back. Don't sneak back there and get no water. The devil, you a lie. I can make the fast. Moses did 40 days and 40 nights. I know I can do 72 hours. So you have to put the word back up on the devil. See, everybody hollering that Jesus thought that he was God. That's true. But Moses wasn't God. But he did 40 too. He did 40 also. Amen. So we're trying to tell you how the enemy is trying to take us out. We look and see the enemy on how the children, even the children is disobedient. But you know what? The Bible, something, one of the reasons for that is we've gone away from the old way. Mm-hmm. The old way. Now they put you in jail for whooping your child, but I tell you what, if I had something now, I'd whoop it, put it on him and go to jail. Because the word said we ought to. He said, the word says train them up in the way they should go. And he tells us that we can put something on them. He said it would drive them devils out of. When you can't cast them out, you can whoop them out, them children. That's what the word says. I don't know. We're getting away from the word. We got these new techniques here now, and we see these children running around bad, and we stopped that. I was in a store today. That boy was tearing up the store. Come on, come back to mommy. And he was just tearing up more. Come back, honey. Bam, he's just tearing up everything. People, if it was my store, I'd have made him. I had to get out of here. She could have took him out of control them. Well, that's what we're trying to tell you. But you, stop, honey. And he, boy, he was just Dennis the Menace and some. But this is the new way. But we have to go back to the old way, saints. We got to go back to the old way. There's a scripture to the effect, if we would whoop them, we would drive that enemy out of him. That's scripture. Kids, some one of y'all pull that up for us right quick. We ain't got nowhere to go. Of course, we're going to get you saints, your visitors, we're going to get you back home. Hope we don't keep you too long, you won't come again. We want you to come on to be a part of us tonight. Make a commitment to us, where we love you. But can anybody pull that? I believe it's probably Proverbs. You're going to look for it. Praise God. But if not, we're going to keep on going on. About the don't. He said, don't keep the rod of correction. He's talking about the rod of correction. The rod of correction. What you got, daughter? Come on with it. What is bound in the heart of a child? Foolish. That's what they do. Foolish things, right? And he said, what the word is saying, it's part of their nature. But children to be act foolish and act little silly things and do little crazy things. That's what it said. That's what the word said, right? Come on. But what? A belt, a switch, would do what? Somebody ought to be done pulled up some more now. What you got? What it say? Don't withhold whooping that child. You ain't gonna kill him. That's right. Amen. So what? See, I know we got some up on this new stuff. That's just so cruel to whoop the children, but that according to God is not. What? Come on. What did it say? They said chastise him while you got a chance. Now, do you realize that you see these people, these children coming in, cutting up mamas, cutting mothers' throat, cutting daddies and stuff? That's what they were talking about there. That's why we see those things is coming up on the earth. And that's why, come on there with us, son. Hurry up. We fix a good on, take on off here in a minute. See. That's what that one's doing. That lady behind that thing was looking at. She's saying, I knew what she was saying. That mother need a whooping herself. But that's what it says, that she's shamed. She's shamed, but she doesn't put it on the kid, and he acted just like he acted home. That's what he was doing. He was acting just the way he acted home. And then you don't get out, you can't do nothing with him. He think you crazy. He think you mean. You won't whoop him. But God is talking about this thing. That's what he's saying. There's so many cold-hearted people. That's why the devil has twisted folks' mind that he got us that if you act holy now or try to work the word of God, you a devil yourself. And the devil, they want to come in and whoop you when you want to whoop your child. They want to come and put you in jail. But I'll tell you what, if I could chastise them two I got now, I'd take them out and horse whoop them every day. My two babies, the baby son and the baby boy. But I was concerned with other folks' souls, and then I didn't give them no time. But I'm trying to tell you, don't let church get to the point that we need to give our children some quiet time. We need to pray for our children at night. We need to get up. I remember Mother Marbury growing up with the others that's making it. She'd get up, and she was still doing that while they were in school. They got up. I was getting dressed and get to work, but they were in a circle. Mother Marbury praying on them, praying for them, laying hands up on their ends before they went to the church, went to school. And that's what you need to start doing to your children. Get them up, have some prayer time with them. Train, that's what the word said, train them up in the way they should go.
that when they get old, they will not depart. Even if they go, the Bible said they're going to come back just like the brother, the man's son that took his inheritance and went to a far land and wasted all of his money on everything. But he said, my daddy had the right thing. I believe I'll go back home. If there's somebody here that has left God tonight, you need to come on back home. It's time for you to get back into the race, saints. Sometimes parents do things that they wish they didn't have to do. Do you know what we're saying here? Praise God. Had a sister, her got a good report. As far as I was concerned, that was a good report. It's called last night. I was just played real. See, there's the other side to a preacher too. I'm not gonna take too much from a person. One of my policies is I'll demand respect and I also give it. If you come out expecting me, you're gonna get it. Because I'm going to give you respect, but I demand it back. Do you know that's what Jesus did too? He believed that. Jesus gives us respect, but he demanded. A lot of people say, well, he ain't burnt nobody up. That was the Old Testament. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Don't do that no more. Don't you come up thinking that way. Last week, I've been praising God for the last week. I had a nasty wound here where I was picking up a head for an engine, and it slipped, and two main veins that feed blood to my hand. I don't know how. It was God. I know how, because God was with me. But I couldn't, and it tore that hand up, and I don't know why it didn't severe. Just cut that artery, those main arteries. I probably, before somebody could have got a tourniquet on it, probably I've been in bad shape. But after happening, you know, it was really nasty, and then I went. It was Thursday afternoon it happened. I'm getting short, and they try to take care of me. So I went Monday. They wanted to go to the doctor on occupational health because it was an injury on the job. You know, Marbury is 72 hours. He didn't really want to make paperwork, and someone was going to chew him out for it. So I was compassionate. I said, I'm going to believe God for my healing anyway. But I just looked at how God, I was praising him, how he healed. It was such a nasty thing. And I had to work in that grease and those chemicals too. But every two or three times a day, I would boil it out with that peroxide and put that healing stuff on it. But you know what? God can just heal my hand. I said, Lord, I thank you. It was all beat up. There was a chunks of meat where that head had tore it all up. But God, you see what? It's almost a finished product. Where he healed. God is the same yesterday and forevermore, and he's continuing to confirm that he is with us. But you know what it is? Jesus is always with us, but you know what? We sort of back off from Jesus. We want to back off from Jesus. And he says, if you will draw what? Nigh or near unto me, he said he would do what? Draw near unto you. Do y'all hear what we're saying here tonight? You say, well, Bishop, how do I do that? I do it with fasting and praying, meditation. When I can't get on my knees in front of public people in the job, while you are operating that cash register, you could just be just in your mind. God, I thank you. God meets all your thoughts. He reads your mind, and he can take your praises when you just meditate on him. We got to learn to keep God in our spirit at all times, saints. Even when you're snoring, you can be holy. About a week or two ago, Mother Marbury said, I heard you speaking in tongues in your sleep. Well, I guess I had my mind on Jesus. And that's just the way you got to get. You got to have a relationship with God, saints. And the supernatural is better than the natural. Some of us going to reach the throne. And I pray that we reach the throne tonight before this fast is over. There's a lot of yokes going to be broken here to this week, during this fast, if you want them to be broken, saints. I came down here about 2 o'clock and anointed this church and asked God, Lord, we need a move during this fast. Anointed every one of these seats and prayed and just had a good time with Jesus here this afternoon. So Lord, we need a word from you. We need a word. We need something to happen in this ministry, God. We need something to happen, God. I'm looking for it too, saints. I don't know about you, but I believe God's going to deliver. I believe God's going to deliver. But it's time for us to go back to the old ways, saints. You know, we looked at some things. I believe that we shouldn't stay in church all night. But I think we need to not rush God either. I really think we need to stop rushing him. But we was doing some things that you probably